Hello and welcome to We Are Marvel, where we explore all the corners of the Marvel Cinematic Multiverse, and we are the official podcast of the We Are Marvel Facebook group. Head over there, give them a follow. While you're there, head over to our page, We Are Marvel Pod. Give us a follow too. I'm one of your hosts. My name is Jeremy.
I'm your host. My name is Justin.
And we are Marvel.
Oh, tally-ho, hoppledingers.
Yes, I remember this time. And I listened back last time. I was such a long pause between that because you didn't do that. And I'm just what? Who are you? What are we doing? Where am I?
What did I do wrong?
But we are still Marvel. Yes, and we are talking Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance.
Boom.
Which we're going to get into in just a sec.
Yeah.
Just want to say thanks for joining us, everybody.
Indeed.
As usual.
Glad to be back.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it is. I bet. It's good enough.
Stop. I don't think I got much to bring up. I guess we just jump into this.
Yeah, we don't
thing.
Have a palette full of news like we did last time. Nothing all that interesting happened. Though I did see a thing that said that What's-His-Face from The Bear that's playing the Thing was cast like a long-ass time ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Ebon something.
Yeah.
I think it's Ebon.
That sounds right.
I heard somebody say Ebon.
I could see Ebon. Yeah. I would prefer, if I was him, I would prefer Ebon over Ebon.
Yeah.
But that's me. Awesome actor. I'm excited for him to be the Thing. But like, I saw it was the title of something, and I don't even remember how long ago it was, but it was like, I was cast quite a while ago.
Really?
Like, like before the strike long ago, I think.
Jeez.
So like, it's been a thing.
Yeah.
But I'm excited. That wasn't even on purpose.
He's good. He is good.
They sneak up on me, too. That's just how good I am.
Well, after that banging news, let's just start talking about Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance. Johnny Blaze, tortured by the Ghost Rider's curse, gets a chance of redemption through protecting the Devil's son, whose father is pursuing him.
Yeah.
This was directed by Mark Neveldine and Brian Taylor. Written by Scott M. Gimple, Seth Hoffman, and David S. Goyer. It is based on Johnny Blaze by Roy Thomas, Gary Friedrich, and Mike Ploog. Starring...
Old Ploogers. Isn't Scott Gimple Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, I know that name.
I know. And it's interesting that he was a writer on this.
Yeah.
But he obviously...
I could see some Walking Dead in this.
Yeah. 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 It is starring Nicolas Cage. How do you pronounce this guy's name?
I don't know. I need to pull up the notes.
That C.R.N. Hines? Sure. He plays Rourke slash... Spoilers, Kieran Mephisto, the devil himself.
Kieran? I don't know. I do like that guy, though.
Yeah.
He's cool in all sorts of stuff where he's a mobster or something.
Yeah. I don't know what that sound was. Ciaran Hines, Violante Placido, Johnny Whitworth, Christopher Lambert, and Idris Elba.
What?
It was released December 11th, 2011 at the Butt Numathon. Yes.
Okay.
It is a some sort of movie
a-thon
thing. Yeah. And I clicked on something. I was like, what? And I tried to read about it, and it was just so confusing. And they played a bunch of movies there.
I would.
And it had something to do with
name.
The name comes from the Teen Wolf and something else. I'm like, what? No. Where's Teen Wolf and Butt Numathon? I don't know.
I haven't watched Teen Wolf since I was a kid, so I don't... I'm sure there's something about numbing butts while sitting for too long.
I think that's what the joke is. There's so many movies that your butt goes numb.
Yeah, I got the joke.
No, you don't want to get this joke. But anyways, it was then released February 17th, 2012 in the U.S. That's a long time
Sony
later.
Sony likes their February releases.
Yeah. Budget, $57 million. Box office... Between 132.6 and 149.4 million.
Not bad.
Yeah.
And I guess it's not too shocking a low a budget, but, and I know this got shat on by critics, probably another one here in a minute, from the sounds of your hello, When you got here a minute ago, but
it was just your face.
Oh,
disappointment.
I get that. Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, but speaking of the critics, what are your overall thoughts, Justin?
I liked it. I'm sorry, it's not good. I'm not saying it's great, but it's fun. Okay. It's something that. Like, I watched this for the first time ever back in September or October. I don't remember. But
of last
watched
year,
it,
yeah.
Yeah, not last like year. Like, this is the second time I've watched it in at least 6 months, if not five.
Okay,
And I enjoyed it the first time I watched it. Again, it's not great.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, Endgame, but it's fine. I think with a few shitty writing, like, dialogue parts aside... It's pretty much what I would see as a Ghost Rider movie.
Okay.
I definitely like it more than the first one.
Yeah, I will agree with that. It is definitely better than the first one.
I'd watch this before I'd watch Madame Web again.
Yes.
Hands down.
Yeah. I do not see another movie that we watch this year that I wouldn't say that to.
Craven's coming.
Okay. You're right. I was thinking of old movies that I forgot about Craven.
Amazing Spider-Man 2. It's
I'd probably watch that again over this.
Well, we're getting back to
over Madam Web. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fine.
Yeah.
It wasn't good. I didn't have the best time with it. It was a lot of cheesy parts. That is Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. And that's unfortunately that was kind of my only real issue is that if Nicolas Cage hadn't been bad Nicolas Cage and had been good Nicolas Cage, I think this would have been much better.
Better, yes.
I didn't say good. Better. The shitty performances off and on throughout. Mm. Some lines I was like, okay.
Right.
Other lines I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, but I think if everyone had actually like done well the entire run, this would be, again, it's dated.
Yeah.
Obviously. The pacing's a bit wonky ass. The exposition bits, the animated shit, where he's like, this is my backstory in case you missed it. It's different than it was in the last movie.
Yeah, and they kept like hinting back at it. He kept looking at his hand. It's like, that's not how you did it.
Not even close.
Why do you keep looking at your hand like it's a trope that we got to remember? Stop trying to change
it. And
it
doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That stuff, like I said, it's fine. Like for again, you have to go like this is 2011, or 2012. Actually, it was February 2012.
Well,
so I mean, we're
depending on where it came out.
Yeah, we're in the same year as Thor, Cap 1.
Yeah,
Avengers 1 is. Yeah. I mean, as of release,
yeah,
you know,
so wild.
In the States, it's 3 months away from Avengers.
That's so wild that that's
yeah.
That's a thing. That's so crazy. It feels like these were so much longer ago than those movies.
Sure.
Crazy. I will say, one thing I was very impressed by is Ghost Rider looks so much better in this.
Right.
I'm glad they
made him dark.
Yeah.
The dark skull really helped.
It really works. Yeah. And it looks, CGI was way better in this.
Yeah.
Even the outfit when he's all, it seems more practical looking.
Yeah.
With the CGI added, which I really liked. So
less jelly beans. A lot less jelly beans.
Oh, God. I forgot about
No Donald Logue, which helped.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. All right. Let's just jump into some stuff. I got the usual kind of notes. Not like last week, where it's just shit after shit. Yeah, mostly shots for shots.
Yeah.
So it kind of starts off for Rourke's men ambushing Romania. Some like monks or something in Romania.
Mm-hmm.
And because Rourke is trying to transfer himself into Danny's body.
I kept waiting for the name drop of it being Danny Ketch, which is a different Ghost Rider. I was really thinking that's who that was going to be. And maybe it's a bit of a, you know, nod to that. But I think that would have been kind of cool.
I think it could be because I didn't get anything for Easter eggs, but there wasn't a lot. And what there was not interesting.
Easter eggy?
Or...
They're just
interesting whatsoever.
Regular eggs.
Yeah. Rotten old eggs. Mm-hmm. So Heimdall tries to warn them, but it happens right as he warns them. So it's like, you're late.
Yeah.
This isn't helping. Yeah. Well, he tried, I guess.
Yeah. Probably shouldn't have, because honestly.
Yeah, just freaking take the dumb kid. So then we get a little firefight, a little action, shooting, being pew, pew, pew everywhere. Go, go, go.
I thought it was a pretty cool scene sequence. I mean, it was a fun, pretty tense.
It was. It was good action.
When he gets hit off the bike and he's like doing the slow-mo.
Oh, we're not there yet.
Shoot back and shit. Like, it was
pretty fun. Cool. That is. But yeah,
that was the opening scene. There's the chase and he's chasing the cars. And...
Okay, I guess that is part of this.
Yeah.
I do have, the Sam. So. He falls off the side of this hill.
Yeah.
This is one part I didn't really like. It did look cool. You're right. Him turning around, shooting back, it's like, wow, like this guy's like all in.
Yeah.
And I didn't want him to die, but also the way he didn't die is stupid. You know, sure. Like, I don't know. Be more prepared. Give him some stupid powers that, he doesn't die unless it's some other way, which is the way he did die. That works.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, but just landing in a tree, hanging upside down, like, that's how you survived? That's the reason you're still in this movie? Whatever.
Well, he's got to drop some plot devices later on, too, and be double-crossed. I mean, all those things weird mutant monk guys.
Are they mutant?
No, but they sure look weird. They got their weird rivet things in the head and the shit. It's just... It kind of, maybe it was paint, but it looked like it was like embedded. Like their heads grooved. It was really.
Was it? I remember all the tattoos on his head.
Maybe it was tattoos. I don't know. It looked weird.
There's a fun fact on that later. There's a fact later on that. Sorry. Don't want to get anybody's hopes up.
It's fun. This will be debated upon revisiting.
Yeah. So Moro, who is Heimdall, I mentioned Idris Elba, he now decides, since the tree saved him, he's going to seek out Johnny Blaze, who's currently hiding to prevent the rider from getting out.
Mm-hmm.
How does he find him?
It's because of the church magic.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Just to make sure I didn't miss anything.
That is my one problem with this movie, is that there's a moment where Rourke whispers something into Danny's ear to make him untraceable by the rider.
Yeah.
But everybody just kind of happens to know where everybody's going or will be.
Yeah.
And he can also track everybody else but the kid.
Yeah.
So what was the point?
Just
say he can track us. Let's just get our shit together and keep moving. We have to stay ahead of him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have even noticed it if they hadn't made a point of being, he can't track the kid.
Right.
Because then it was, everybody was just like, but do you know where they're going? Yeah. All right. Well, let's just go there. Okay.
Yeah.
We lost them again. You know where they're going? Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll go there too.
Yeah, we'll just keep going to that place. And they're going to go there, right?
Yeah. Okay. That's where they have to go. I mean, it's like Indiana Jones should have just let the Nazis steal the Ark, because they all would have ended up in the temple at the end and died, whether he did anything or not.
Yeah. I mean, yes, that is the correct argument. I feel like that's a little different.
It's just very different, but it's still, it's like every time it was just like, okay, well, it's just, we fucked up again. I guess we'll go to the next spot they're going to go to.
Yeah.
Damn it, they got away. All right, let's go to the next spot.
Right. Yeah. Just go there first. It's not like right when they get there, you lose.
Yeah.
They still have to do things once they get there.
Yeah. It's got to be the new moon of a winter or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the only reason that Johnny agrees to even help him, it's because Moreau says that he can restore his soul if he helps him.
And get rid of his Ghost Rider powers.
Yeah. Which, that's also like, okay, how do you do that? How do you know to do that? I don't know.
I think
Moreau's very mysterious. I would have loved to know more about him.
Yeah.
But we don't.
And this weird church cult thing. Wacky monks and shit. And
that would have been a good part of the intro, rather than seeing why Johnny Blaze is Ghost Rider again, but it's different reasons this time.
Yeah, the same reasons, but a different method.
Yeah, right. Same. You're right. Same reasons.
We didn't need to hear about the bare ass backflip. We could have just
multiple times.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you didn't do that. Why are you bringing it up now?
Because I want to talk about my ass. Well, and it's the attempts at humor are, thankfully, few and far between, but they're not particularly good. There's a couple where he went, huh.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
most of them is just like, oh, okay.
I see what you're trying to do.
Yes.
Okay, moving on. Kind of like this podcast. So, of course, Nadia and Danny are going to get captured.
Mm-hmm.
And it's by Nadia's ex-boyfriend,
that's
Ray Carrington. And so I ask you, why is sorry, getting a little too emotional.
I guess so.
Why is he her ex? What did that bring to the table?
They know him, and he knows she knows where it's going to go, and he knows her and where she'll go.
Okay, yeah.
No, it's another random-ass plot device to make it as convenient as possible for these characters to keep being able to find each other when they need to.
Yeah. No, you're right, because that does work later on where one of his other henchmen will know where he would go or some stupid thing.
Yeah. In a very interesting exchange.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought that's the one part I did laugh at, because I was like, that's just Nicolas Cage just swinging that bat, and he crushed it. Like,
he Nicolas Caged it hard.
Yeah.
I will agree with that. Oh, man. So the ex-boyfriend is about to execute Nadia when the Ghost Rider appears.
Oh, no.
And he kills several of Carrington's men.
In another pretty cool sequence.
Yes. Yeah, very cool. And again, this is where we see Ghost Rider for the first time in this movie.
Right.
And he looks great. The reveal
was cool.
Yeah.
A little slow. That was my only thing. It was just like, there's a lot of time between the things that he's doing to these guys where everyone else could do something else, like go run away.
Yeah,
The time it takes for him to approach like that last guy, he could have just, or to eat, was the eating bullets in this one, or was that later?
That was later.
Okay.
I
don't remember. But at any rate.
I think it was later.
I don't know. It was a cool sequence, and when he spit them all back out, that was fucking awesome. But in the time it took to do any of those things, leave.
Yeah.
Go away.
I guess you're just so frightened you can't move.
I don't know. The douchebag main guy, Kerrigan, seemed fine.
Yeah.
Like, well, he even makes a point to say, you ever think I was ever afraid of you?
That's right.
That was the only, like, that guy, I don't get why actors believe that once they get their superpowers, they need to overact to the back of the room.
Yes.
Because he was fine.
Like, he was.
He was a typical douchebag.
Yes.
But fine. But then he got his decay powers.
Yeah.
And he was just like, whoa,
yeah.
Like, okay, stop, though.
Yeah, why?
Just be like, you.
It's like he watched Nicolas Cage and was like, I gotta do that?
Yeah, he's got powers. I got powers now. Let's get in the cage.
Yeah. yeah, so while he's distracted by Nadia, he gets shot by grenades, and it ends up actually hurting him. Temporarily.
Kind of.
Yeah. It leaves scars, I guess.
Yeah.
Because he ends up in the hospital, and he's so weird in the hospital again.
Yeah. And I will say, that scene was off-putting, but I believe it was supposed to be because he's just not a pleasant person. Like, he's kind of a douchebag.
Yeah.
Throughout every bit of this movie. There's very little. And I thought about that in watching it. It's just like, this has to be on purpose because he's just kind of a douche.
Yeah.
And he was in the first movie too, frankly, but Eva Mendes thought he was great anyway.
Yeah, it's true.
And in this, it's just like, you're unpleasant. I'm glad they didn't force some kind of dumbass romance between him and
his
mom. I was afraid of that.
But I was too, because, you know, when he's getting all buddy-buddy with the kid, and I was just waiting for a look in the rearview mirror, and I love him.
He can take care of us. Yeah. He's the bestestestest.
Yeah.
But I kind of like the fact that he's just this weird-ass dude, this loner hermit man who has these horrible powers that he wants to get rid of. It's like if Bruce Banner had even worse behavioral issues than he already does. Not everybody that gets superpowers is a interesting, good person to be around. Some of them are just weird and crazy.
And we're watching a movie about one of them right now.
That's right.
So Kerrigan informs Rourke, who's actually Mephisto in disguise.
Is he, though?
That's what the note said.
Okay.
I think he's supposed to be.
That's what I thought, and then later I was like, but is he, though? But is he not? And then, because obviously in the first movie it was Peter Fonda.
Yeah.
And obviously you're not going to get Peter Fonda to willingly come back.
Right.
Especially this long after. I mean, this was 5 years after the first movie.
Yeah.
So
I did read in one of the facts, I almost said interesting facts, mm-hmm. Is that it was that they were glad Fonda didn't want to come back because then they could cast someone else and to show that the devil can take many forms.
Okay.
It's like, okay, that's a good recovery.
Yeah.
I for guess.
This classic but, actor going, yeah, you fooled me once.
Yeah. Like, you never really said that in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, I had to do research to find
that. They kind of allude to... That's just, I didn't even really think that he was Mephisto. They never call him that.
Yeah.
Which you should.
Yeah, I know.
Because why would you not?
Yeah.
But... And that's what was confusing. And I was like... It made me think of the old Batman movies where in the first movie, the Joker killed Bruce Wayne's parents. In the second movie, he doesn't really know. In the third movie... They kind of make it seem like it's Two-Face, but obviously it wasn't. And then it's just some shadowy figure. It's like, you had to be the Joker in the first movie.
Yeah.
That's fine. Great.
Yeah. Believe just it.
Just do that.
Yep. Stick with
it. The Joker killed my parents. Okay. That line alone sold the ticket. Like, keep it going, guys.
Yeah.
And in this, it was just like, so it made me think it was an attempt at a reboot because so much of it was different.
Right. Just slightly different.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like... I don't know.
Yeah.
I should have known it was just bad writing.
Yeah. And I guess they did kind, like you said, hastily. They did kind of allude to it with the whole, he can take different forms and they showed different people and then it ended with Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
What?
Because it's a joke. Because Jerry Springer's the devil.
Because it's hilarious.
Yeah. You know, because it's still the 90s and everyone still thinks that that shows the worst. I mean, it is the worst. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. But, yeah. And I mentioned here again, like you mentioned earlier, the spell that he puts on, it's just dumb. Like it's dumb, but okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned, unnecessary.
It is.
Because there's so many other ways to find him.
Yeah, like if they just not done that.
Yeah, you never like split up like, yeah. Hey.
I thought when I was watching it this morning, like, oh, he's triggering his powers or something.
Right.
Like he's going to make him unwillingly or unwittingly... attack Johnny Ghost Rider right. if he shows up, which he kind of does.
Kind of.
He doesn't attack him, but he like it seems like he depowers him or he sees him and goes, okay, I don't want to hurt you. It's never really made clear.
Yeah,
when he walks
true.
Up to him and he just like stops and then he turns back into Blaze. It makes it seem like the kid does it.
Right.
But they don't really say that and it never happens again. But it's fine.
I guess it is fine, yes. So then we find out that Nadia made a deal with the devil.
Shouldn't do that.
I know. And that Danny is actually Rourke's son. So I got a question.
Okay.
Was this an old gross balls situation?
Like Palpatine?
Yeah, like, how did that whole thing work out?
I mean...
You think it was just like, okay, poof, you've got a son now, he's mine?
'Twould be my guess. See, and that's what, I was tripping on it because I was just like, I thought it was a, I'm giving you my firstborn sitch.
Okay.
Not, but that's not the case, because it's like, it's his kid.
Yeah, it's his kid who he now wants to turn into. What? Is that how you have to change into these things?
Well, and that's... Okay, so...
Is it easier because you'd be more willing?
Okay, so how about... Maybe I was right. It's not his kid
mm-hmm.
in the physical sense. It's okay. his kid in a... I gave you permission to have my kid.
Okay.
And he is then going to use that kid as a vessel to go into...
Okay.
Though I don't recall why.
Yeah, I just assume he's getting old.
He's the devil. What the fuck difference does it make? Go back down to hell, come back
as someone, anyone else.
Who cares?
I
never got a firm grasp on why he was doing it.
Yeah.
Though I liked the idea of it, I never understood the why.
Unless Danny has him merging with Danny would give him even more powers.
Because he's younger. But also, yeah, younger, again, why would what double, difference does it make?
It's a double devil.
If you can be anything and look like anybody.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess. Are you
be some kid who can't do anything? Because you're a
he
kid?
He can do something. He can do all sorts of things.
Yeah, but I mean, in the real world, like, you go and try and do things and you're going to get pushed back a lot because you're a freaking dumb kid.
But you can also get into things and no one will notice because you're a dumb kid.
Okay.
You see some random ass kid wandering around, you go, hey, some idiot's kid. They should really keep a leash on that stupid thing.
Jeez.
That's me. I don't have kids.
Yeah, you can tell the parent isn't these.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's, let's go with that.
Put a leash on that dumb thing.
Hey, I'm not the one who invented kid leashes. I just think they're a good idea.
Yeah. So now this is where we get the interrogation of Carrington's friends, which I guess that's the reason that he was the girlfriend, or he was the boyfriend, because now Nadia knows these other people. Mm-hmm. Sure.
I feel like there's other ways.
Yeah.
You could get there.
Like, hey, I know him. I know his crew. You can just know him. He doesn't have to be the ex. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
It's fine.
And, okay, that brings me back. If it's not...
And we're back.
The devil's... Now, if the devil didn't do the deed, did Carrington do the deed? And this is actually Carrington's son also?
I feel like they say something close to that. And I kind of forgot.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's not that important.
I know we're trying to decipher this meaningless nonsense.
Yeah.
But
isn't that what we always do, though?
Yeah, it's... Because he's working for the devil.
Yes.
Willingly.
Yes.
And somewhat happily.
Yeah, I would say so.
So what if he can't physically impregnate her, and so he had Kerrigan do it?
Okay, so another part of his job.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's, I mean, every job has its perks, and it's not so perks.
That, okay.
So that's how he did it, and he did it because he made the deal with her to have that he could have the kid.
Right.
But he can't actually pull a Rosemary's Baby and be the one that, you know, makes her pregnant.
Yeah.
So he makes Kerrigan do it so that he can then have the kid.
Right. But the kid's already been signed off to go back to him.
Right.
The devil.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's go with that.
Yeah, sure.
That actually makes me feel better about this whole stupid situation.
You know? And that's what we're doing here.
Well, because...
Feel better about these stupid things.
I mean, the people that make these deals with the devil, and it's something that I wish they had done better at with Johnny when he's confessing his selfishness and wanting to keep his dad alive.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's a cool idea and a cool moment of him going, I did it for me.
Yeah.
I acted like I did it for him, but I did it for me.
Right.
If that had been a better scene... It's a cool idea.
Yes.
So this lady who gave up her firstborn to the devil was not a great person to begin with.
Right.
And running with this crew was not the best life choice as we're starting out.
Yeah. Was she about to die and that's why she made the deal?
Yes.
Okay. I thought so. I was going to ask why. Then I remember
a flashback. Yeah, there's a flash of her. I don't remember what happened to her.
Like an accident or something, right?
Sure. But it's always...
I could also see drug overdose. She seems like the type.
I don't know. Still.
Yes. All right.
Anyway.
So then we got the rider emerges and takes on Carrington's men using an empowered mining machine to destroy their hideout and mortally wound Carrington. Was it cool? I wrote cheesy.
Yeah, but... I'm a horror guy. We talked about this before we started. I just got done watching Thanksgiving for the first time. Yes. I thought it was fucking fantastic.
Okay, good.
But you have to be into that mindset of that's what this is supposed to be.
Okay.
It's a guy who sold his soul to the devil, who is a flaming skull man who uses flaming chains to kill people.
Yeah.
And I did like the idea that he can make anything that he... rides, air quotes,
he's riding.
A hell machine.
Yeah.
Which also makes what's his nuts from the first one riding a hell horse better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's like, yeah, okay, you choose your ride, and it could be whatever you want, and that's why, you know, it's not just like he's an Old West cowboy, so he's got to ride a horse for five minutes.
Okay.
It's, that's his ride. That's like, what he chose.
Yeah, I was like, what was wrong with the first? I liked it.
Yeah, it looked cool, but it's fucking stupid.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, pick anything else.
He was looking around. I'll take the horse.
That's all I got. So, yeah, and then when he does it later with the truck, that was pretty cool, too.
The truck looked cooler.
Yeah, I think it's too big.
Yes. This
big, weird,
yeah,
Transformer-esque looking thing.
And that's where the cheesiness came out, yeah.
Too big.
But yeah, I mean, he killed Carrington there, so that's going to be something, right? It's got to be. We'll get there.
I didn't realize he killed him until they showed him dead.
Yeah.
And dying. And I was like, oh, he got him. Oh, wait.
This was interesting. He turns to Nadia, and he's going to use the penance stare on her.
Mm-hmm.
But Danny is able to stop him. I said, again? Why?
What? Which part again? What do you not like?
Why did I say again? Why? But Danny is able to stop him.
I don't know. It's your fucking notes. Do you not like that he's trying to penance stare her?
No, because I mean, I kind of get it.
Yeah, she's not a good person.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want her and her kid to die because we're not monsters. But, like, you know, it's a thing.
Yeah. No, you're fine. Yeah. I don't know why.
I kind of like the idea of him being like a Jaws, and he's just this monster who kills if you've been bad. The wide sweep of, like, if you had bad thoughts, I might come get you kind of thing was a bit like, okay, well, how about you kill, like, actual bad people?
Yeah.
Not someone who, like, I don't know, stole a pack of gum. Like, who gives a shit? But if you've hurt people, then fine.
Yeah.
But the fact that it goes back to she wasn't a good person.
Right.
Like, you know, we're painting her in this nice light, and obviously you don't want her to die, and she has a son, and you don't want him to be orphaned, and... You know, most people don't want kids to die, except for Rhodey. Getcha.
Yeah, that was good.
Thank you.
That was actually a Rhodey line. Oh, man. All right. So next part here is, so Rourke finds Carrington nearly dead and revives him and grants him the ability to decay anything he touches. Except vehicles.
And Twinkies.
Well, I think that's another joke.
I got the joke.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is what got me, because that did bump me. I was like, well, if he decays everything he touches, why isn't the vehicle decaying, but he can also decay the store? Is he doing it on purpose? Or is it a Midas touch thing where, like, everything he touches, whether he wants it to or not,
I feel dies. Like it's anything he touches, because he was grabbing that sandwich.
That's what
hungry.
I thought, too. But then there were other times where he was touching things, and I was just like, how is that not...
Yeah.
Aside from plot device, like, he pulls out the gurney that the kid's on in the ambulance.
Oh, right.
Why didn't that decay? That's what made me go, okay, well, it's a choice. Which would make the thing in the car with the food... It's already not a joke, but... but, like... It's a different kind of joke of, like, I don't want an apple, I don't want a sandwich, I want a Twinkie.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I don't have an answer.
Yeah.
And I don't think there is one.
No, I think it's plot device.
I think it's exactly what it is.
We need to make him supernaturally threatening, even though his touch doesn't seem to do anything to Ghost Rider, so what's the point?
Right.
Other than we need to make him a villain from the books, maybe? I've never read Ghost Rider, so I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, because
but they gave him a very cheesy supervillainy name like Decay when they could have just kept calling him whatever his name was.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
I think that might, and you make a good point. Like, if it doesn't even work on Ghost Rider, what was the point? Because he had two people helping him.
Yeah,
you killed one of them with it.
It was like, and he said, "I want to make you more efficient. Like, you're obviously not very good at this, so I'm going to make you better at this."
Yeah.
Or give you an edge by making you kill things by touching them. But aside from the mom or accidentally killing the kid, which you don't want,
yeah,
because the kid needs to stay alive.
Right.
Why?
I don't know.
To make him a supervillain?
Yeah, to make someone else. Like, a villain that has powers, yeah.
And then he dies so unceremoniously, it's just like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I love that whole end sequence and the fact that it's in the daytime and it still looks good. All great. But when he kills Decay by just, like, shoving him off the car and rolling over his head.
Yeah.
It was just like, okay. He's now, dead now.
Did he give him the penance there to do, though?
Well, I mean, that's where that stupid line of, I've never been afraid of you came from.
Right.
And there was never a moment where it was, when he said that, I was hoping Ghost Rider, in his wonderful, you know, way that he has those zingers that he does, would say, after he killed him, like, guess you were.
Right.
And, like, his face would have, you know, raidered off from Raiders. I was trying to do an Indiana Jones joke there, and it just didn't work in my mouth.
Works on paper perfectly.
Yeah, obviously. If I had written it, it would have been fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was expecting that.
Yeah, I would have seen it. But that's not what
happened. Yeah. He just went, roadkill.
Yeah.
Roadhouse.
Yeah, it's another stupid line instead.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Like, yeah, you ran him over. Yeah. You have all these cool tools, and you did what happens to just, like, people all the time. Just hit by a car.
Jeez.
Oh, I didn't mean to go dark, but, like, it's, I just watched the Thanksgiving. Like,
we
I
saw get some it. Very you brutal.
I just saw some very brutal and creative deaths. So I'm just like, yeah, you got ran over by a car. It's a superhero movie. Why didn't he get raidered off his face and do a face melt and die?
Yeah. I turn the decay back on him somehow. Yeah.
You think you can decay me? Well, I'm going to decay you better.
Yeah. Or I'll turn you to ashes.
Yeah.
Because, okay. I don't know.
Now you're decayed. Roadkill.
Gotta end the roadkill line. All right. So next up, they finally get Danny to that monastery.
Finally.
And this is where Moreau explains to him that the Ghost Rider is actually an angel, or started out being an angel named Zarathos.
Mm-hmm.
Zarathos?
I don't know.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
Who was tortured and driven insane in hell.
That's not cool.
Oh, will this be something for later? Yes.
Kind of.
Yeah, kind of. He goes on to tell Johnny that he can exorcise. This demon.
I
mean,
everyone should exorcise, but I don't, so yes, I can't preach.
Don't, and don't exorcise while you exorcise.
I mean, maybe you'd lose more pounds. You know, you get rid of that demon and the extra weight.
Oh, God. Beautiful. Beautiful. So, yeah. But the only way he does that, if Johnny tells him a secret that only Johnny knows, which is the one that you mentioned of the, well, actually, I was being selfish when I wanted my dad to live, which works.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Great. Like my Raiders joke, a great idea on paper.
Yes.
Not executed well.
Also, just like the joke.
Yeah.
It's mirroring.
Full circle.
Art.
This is why I love this movie so much. It's just like me.
Art is life.
Great idea, not executed well.
Yeah. Anyways. So then, you know, Rourke is like, okay. I'll take that. And so
I was expecting
Johnny.
More of a ceremony
Me
or
too.
Like a something.
Yeah.
Not just like two bros on a dusty ass bench.
Yeah.
Going, drink this, would you? Okay. Now it's gone. Why is it there? Who has these? Why do these guys have it? What can it do? What else can it do? Couldn't it help the kid? Why doesn't it help the kid?
I don't know. Wasn't the drink just a Moreau wanted it because it's really old? It's like 2,000 years old.
Yeah. And then he ate old bread, which is body of Christ and all that jazz.
Right, that's right. He did eat old bread.
So maybe it was.
It was
to go
way,
back
it
to
was,
Indiana Jones. I mean, it's that religious with a dash of superpowers and supernaturalness added to it. Of like, you have to accept good and admit your sins to then exorcise or exorcise.
Yes,
or both. If you're heart healthy, you're demons.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
Because nothing, works. Like, he wasn't, like, lighting candles. There was no flash of anything.
Right.
The cool CG thing of him, like, losing the Ghost Rider chains was pretty cool. the black and white and shit. It's cool. But there was no ceremony about it.
Right. It seemed very easy to do.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that was it? Like, that's all this took?
Yeah. Couldn't you have just brought this with you? It'd be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Not much to it.
No.
And there was a fun fact that I took out. It was supposed to be another joke, I believe. When Johnny drinks it and he says, oh, it'd be good on a salad. Because the wine is so old now that it's actually turned into vinegar. Oh my God, what a joke.
I got the joke. They said that in the movie, and I remember.
Yeah, well, it was dumb.
I eat salad, thank
you. So the head monk, Methodius, I believe this is what his name was.
Sure. Tony Shalhoub, that's the head monk.
So he actually tries to kill Danny, but Carrington intervenes, killing the monks and recapturing Danny.
He's not that bad a guy.
I didn't even see that.
He killed all the killer monks.
Yeah. Who, that, the main monk, whatever, what's his real name?
Tony Shalhoub.
I don't know why you know that. Well, he's been another, he's Highlander, sure.
No, it's Monk from the show Monk, Tony Shalhoub from the, it's
oh, that's him? Joke. Okay.
No, it's not him.
No, the name that you're saying is him from the Monk show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excuse me for asking what his real name is, and you gave me another fake one. What was I thinking? Anyways, the actor with that makeup on was giving me very strong Thomas Jane vibes. It's like, that's not Thomas Jane.
He knows looks better like than Thomas that now.
Yeah. Like, why would he agree to do this in this role? It was not him. I don't know why he did it anyways, because he was Highlander, but that was years before that.
Well, anyways. One.
That is a fact. yeah. So we got the ritual going, which is also weird looking. I thought it's stupid. It's a little thing. But I did like that they were able to synchronize their movements. I was like, okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
It looked better that they were synchronized like that.
Yeah.
It was rather than both doing their own thing.
Yeah. They could have just not was an option.
That's an option. But they did it, and they at least
yeah,
gave
to show
an effort.
That they're connected.
Right.
It was cool.
Yeah. So it was a little thing, but okay, good work. So we got Carrington. He ends up killing Moreau and giving him a headbutt with dust to the face. It was an interesting move.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. Yeah, he has to die. Johnny can't have anyone really left to be friends with, so
yeah.
I get it.
I thought he had died, like, trying to remember the movie. Like, I thought he died earlier in the movie.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, oh, he's still around and okay, now he's gone. Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
he helped longer than I thought. Okay, that's cool.
I do wish he did the headbutt before that and it did something. I thought that would have been
kind
a nice way to go out.
Blinded him.
Yeah, but it's not like, oh, well, that made enough time for Johnny to get him. He just blinded him, was like, ugh, yuck, and then went on with his day.
Yeah, and he had some stupid quip about it was gross or something.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, gross. Like, what? You decay? Like, you did that. Why do you think it's gross?
I didn't know how to get in my mouth.
Yuckers.
I just wish that he would have gone out, like, helping him more.
Yeah.
You know, like actually hit him in the head. Oh, it actually did something. It stumbled him back. It helped Johnny.
Yeah.
Oh, darn, he died in the process.
It was just another air quotes joke.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. We're not done with them, though. We got more.
Oh, good.
So as we said, Johnny's just a human now. But 5 minutes later, Danny gives him the power back.
Yeah, when he said the whole thing about, like, I understand that giving away the power was selfish and wrong and I shouldn't have done that line. I was like, when did you have this moral epiphany when you went, oh, I didn't realize that once I didn't have my powers, I wouldn't really be all that useful.
Yeah, I guess. Like, that had to be it. Yeah.
It happened like 5 seconds after you gave away your powers.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It is not enough time.
Yeah. There was no... And this was, it was a short movie, like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is one of those things that should have happened in a movie with 20 extra minutes.
Yeah.
Where you show that he actually cared about the kid.
Yeah.
And maybe the mom. And
really
not
wants
being,
to help.
Yeah, and really wants to help. Not being able to help at the monastery thing.
Right.
Really, like, shook him. and affected him, and like, I should just embrace these horrible powers like Hulk does. Yeah. He told me better, and I said, no, shut up, Banner.
How'd you get this number?
Stop calling me. Yeah. But yeah, he was just like, I know that now. I was like, why do you know that now?
Yeah, like, what
I know why changed? I know that now, because I'm not a huge piece of shit, but I'm also not a demon, technically.
Right. Yeah, you know, I don't actually know the
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be Ghost Rider. No. Sounds fucking horrible. But
I don't know. Well, now, I mean, he has the ability to be the Rider in broad daylight.
Yeah, and blue, and, which is cool.
Yeah, I don't understand the broad... Is that because he's now... Whatever the Zathos, whatever it was.
Sure.
They don't explain why now he can
They don't explain a lot of things.
Yeah.
It's because it's not... It's a new day now, and he needs. We need one more action beat before we end this movie.
Okay.
Very abruptly.
All right, sure.
And it's the best action beat of the movie. I will say that. It's still my favorite part of the whole movie. But, yeah. It's, yes, like a I'm always angry kind of thing.
Okay.
Maybe. Like, he can just do it when he wants to now and not. That makes the most sense. But it would make more sense if they said that.
Yeah.
Or implied it in some way. And maybe they didn't. I wasn't paying attention.
I guess.
I was trying to get through the movie. But, sure. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
But also, if that's the case, why wasn't he blue then?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be the other thing?
Maybe he wasn't blue because he was pursuing the devil himself.
Can't wouldn't you want to be more blue?
Yeah, you would be more blue there. Yeah.
Wouldn't you want to be the bluest then? Also, yeah, wouldn't, like, as much as I love a classic character look, and again, he looked great given the time this was made.
Really did.
So making him classic Ghost Rider for that final action beat, I appreciate because it looked great. And they could use it in the trailers because most of those scenes were what was in the trailer from what I remember from 2012. But wouldn't it have made more sense for him to be blue that whole time?
Mm-hmm. It would have.
Like, change the color for the trailer if you want to use that footage, or don't use that footage.
That's but option one. You know, option two, change
Multiverse
the color.
Of Madness. Like, don't show Patrick Stewart if that's the only card you have in your hand. But.
I just. Like, okay, if that's what it is, that now he is.
In
more
touch with the angel.
Zatharos or whatever, yeah. Then...
I think you're thinking of the Jon Favreau movie Zathura.
All right, I'm going to find it. Zarathos.
Okay.
All right. I got... The only part I got right was a Z, apparently. So, yeah, if you are more him...
Mm-hmm. Be blue.
Be blue, yeah.
Yeah. Because it is a thing from the books.
Okay.
The blue flame. I don't... Again, I've never read Ghost Rider, but I've seen action figures. I'm a toy guy. Follow We Are Toys on Instagram. Post all sorts of cool stuff. There are figures of him as blue. I don't know what any of it means. Maybe it's this. Maybe it's something else from the books that they changed because it's Sony and they do that sometimes. Adam Webb. But, yeah, it would have made the most sense.
Well, I got here in my notes. I guess if I could have kept reading.
Yeah, it helps.
So the writer kills Carrington and flips the car that they were in.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, saves Danny, obviously, and chains up Rourke and sends him back to hell.
Which was cool.
Yeah. Yes.
I know you wanted a rebuttal, but you can just say something and the movie's good.
No, it's you. The line that is stupid after.
Oh, yeah. It's very stupid. Go
and
home.
And it says, yeah.
You go home.
Yeah.
Should Adam snark back? No.
So it says here that Rourke defeated, Zarathos regains his sanity and is restored to his previous incarnation as the Spirit of Justice.
Okay.
So maybe that's what it was. So now that he got rid of Rourke, he defeated that ultimate evil demon of his.
I didn't think about
now
that.
Now he's blue.
Okay.
It works.
It does work. I don't hate that.
Yes. I agree. That is my thought exactly. And I don't like it. It's fine.
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
Because it also gives the reveal at the end more logic. Because he's accepted it. He's killed Rourke. All is well. He's the devil. So why can't he just come back? I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But Now,
long waiting process.
Zathura is free and can be his true blue self.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
Yeah.
Still would have been cooler if he was just blue after he got his powers back.
But yeah. But, you know, now that he's Zathura, as you said, he mm-hmm. can revive Danny, which he does. And the other dumb line that
And the hand was blue.
Yeah.
Okay. I forgot about
that. And he's all happy. He's like, oh, look, I'm doing it, Mom. But I hated the, I think she must ask, did we beat him or did we win or something? And he goes, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. You sent him to hell. Okay.
Hell yeah.
More zingers.
Roadkill.
And as you said, at the end of the film, Johnny is seen riding down the road in rider form. But the flames on his bike and body are now
flame on
blue. Beautiful stuff.
Mm-hmm. Poetic in its way.
Yeah, and I don't think there was any mid or end credits. I didn't stick around. I didn't see any in my notes. No,
I think I looked it up.
Yeah,
because I wanted to make sure because it was the time. You know, the MCU had started. Post credit scenes were a thing,
mm-hmm.
and so everyone wanted to do them because they wanted to be cool too, like all the cool kids do. But I'm pretty sure I Googled it to make sure, and there was not.
Perfect. Well, in that case, Justin, we're done with the movie. Yeah. It's time for some Easter eggs and facts.
I guess I need to take out my notes, then.
Yeah. Are you ready for that first one, or do you want me to just take it over?
I can do it.
Do it.
All right. Christopher Lambert was required to wear makeup that depicted heavy tattoos covering his entire head. It took so long to take off that he decided to keep it on when he returned to his hotel each night until his filming schedule was complete.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff we have today. Okay,
I mean, that is
It's only slightly interesting, yeah.
I mean, it is. That sucks for him. Because, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like they need a better makeup artist. But
yeah. Yeah, use something different. After this film, the live-action film rights to Ghost Rider went back to Marvel Studios.
Rightfully so.
Now, that's interesting.
And then he was on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And then nothing.
He was. But it wasn't Johnny. It was, who was his name instead?
I don't remember. The third one. Not Danny, but someone else.
Yeah,
I don't know. It was interesting, but that's about when I stopped watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So I just kind of okay, it's cool, but I don't care. At around 27 minutes, previous incarnation of the devil. What? I'm going to go with previous incarnations of the devil that are shown include Vlad the Impaler, which is Dracula. Losif Stalin, a clown, possibly referencing John Wayne Gacy, but I doubt it. And Jerry Springer. I feel it could be Gacy, but I could also see it also just being people don't like clowns.
Yeah, another dumb joke, yeah. A joke on top of a joke? You got Jerry Springer right after that. People are going to be busting up laughing already.
I feel like in that theater, they were.
Probably.
Like when I watched Madame Web and I heard Jerry people laugh. Yeah, and people laugh at some of those jokes and I went, so this movie's for you, huh? Now I know who to look out for.
I also noticed the people laughing. I didn't think that, but I did think. I see where.
Yeah, I joke get is why it's to be. A joke.
Yeah,
I just don't get. And the other thing is mood. I was in a considerably better mood watching this, and was able to enjoy the fun of it.
Okay.
Than Madame Web when I was just irritated in 20 minutes and just wanted it to be over.
That's fair. Apparently, Peter Fonda was offered to come back in this film, but after reading the first 5 pages of the script, he flat out refused.
And good on him. Was originally intended to be a dark and violent R-rated adaptation that would have fixed much of what fans disliked about the first installment, but Sony.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry, there's more. Got cold feet about the idea and instead wanted to go for a more marketing-friendly PG-13 instead. Yeah. I mean, it helped with the box office because it did make a decent amount of money.
That is true.
Not Avengers money, but it never would have. But, yeah. I wish... I understand that logic. It gets us all the time. It should be rated R. Mm-hmm. That's why we're so excited when we get a Logan Punisher.
All right.
Blade, I think, is supposed to be rated R. Deadpool 3.
Yeah.
I know they tested the waters with that Once Upon a Deadpool.
Yeah.
But they went, no, let's just do R. It's fine.
Yeah.
Like, people, and that's what pisses me off, is that we've learned time and time again that those movies will make bank if you are make them good.
Yes. Like, we just want to see good things.
And, you know, if budget is that big a deal, or making the money back is that big a deal, spend less money. The first Saw made huge bank because it cost like $5 to make, and everyone loved it, so it made millions of dollars. Just do that.
You just found some money in the cushions and use that.
I mean, that's kind of what the original film was, but yeah.
all right, a couple more here. Idris Elba wears contact lenses similar to the ones Heimdall, his other Marvel character, wears in the Thor films.
Okay.
I was grasping, man. these are the best of what I had.
Both of those characters. I didn't even notice he had contacts, honestly.
You know, I knew this and didn't really notice him either.
Yeah.
But.
Is he supposed to have powers?
Yeah, he doesn't. Which would give him reason to have
different. Well, aren't we all?
He's just a beautiful man.
That is true. I was wondering how early on in his career this was to where he would say yes to this movie.
Yeah.
Which was. I mean. Okay. He accepted Heimdall, which was 2011. This was 2012. So, I mean, it was just as he was starting to be Idris Elba. Like, I'm sure he had done Luther. I don't remember when that came out.
Yeah.
But, you know, he had his UK credits built up to start getting shitty American jobs.
And he got one.
And he got a couple. And then he did The Office.
That's right.
Last one, and then we can get the F out of H. Thus far,
funny to me.
This is the last time that Mark Neveldine and Brian Taylor have worked together. The pair split after completing this film.
And so are we.
Yeah.
Fuck! Oh, sorry.
You've been waiting the whole episode for that setup.
And my last note is screw you, Justin.
I don't want to talk about Amazing Spider-Man. We're through. I understand.
Yeah, I found that comical that because they listed it in Wikipedia, they list them as whatever their last names are, like Neveldine and Taylor. It's like,
who? Yeah, I saw that in the I saw that in the credits too, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, it was two people. Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, okay.
It took two people to make this, huh? Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. So yes, that was Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance,
and we have been vengeanced.
Oh, yes.
Like I said, it was fun. Obviously, we shit on it because that's what we do. And there's plenty to shit on. But like I said, I had fun with it. I definitely recommend watching it if you're in the mood for it. But don't go out of your way like we had to do today to watch it.
Yeah.
I did buy it.
You did?
Okay. Yeah, it was $3 or $4 to rent and $10 to buy on Vudu. And I was just like, I spent more than this to watch Madam Web once. This is something I've watched twice in 6 months and wouldn't mind watching a third time in a year or so.
Okay.
I'll do it.
There you go.
So, if that says anything. Yeah.
But if you want to give us your thoughts on this movie or your thoughts on our next movie, which is what, Justin?
Amazing Spider-Man 2012. The beginnings of Andrew Garfield.
Yeah. What did he do before this? He had to do something.
He did all sorts of stuff. Social Network, I think.
Was that before this?
Pretty sure.
I can see it.
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
All right. Well, if you want to give us your thoughts on Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance or The Amazing Spider-Man, please do reach out to us. You can go to our website, wearemarvelpod.com. Email us, wearemarvelpod@gmail.com. Find us on social media, wearemarvelpod. And if you go to a website, you can click on the merchandise part of it. Go check out our page there. You can pick out a design you like, a logo. Put that on anything. A shirt like Justin's wearing.
Uh-huh.
A mug like I'm not drinking from.
Uh-huh.
A sweater like one of our listeners has. Stickers like he also has. He's our number one shopping fan.
I think he's our only shopping fan.
And that still makes you number one. And
that's true.
The best and the worst.
When there's no competition, you're number one.
That's right.
That's our motto.
Yes. Yikes. It's too fitting. Yeah. Please reach out. Yeah. Many ways to do it. We'd love to hear from you. That's all we've got, though.
I think so.
Catch us next episode for The Amazing Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Should be amazing.
I think so. It's better than the second one. So there's that.
I don't think I've mentioned the movie without you saying that.
Because it's so true. I mean, we'll get into it.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's what the whole episode's going to be about. But, oh, it's so bad. We'll talk about it afterwards.
Okay,
I have an anecdote with seeing that movie.
Save it.
I will. I'll say it again because it's burned into my brain.
Perfect.
But, yeah. Stay tuned for that.
Yes. Coming next episode for that. Until then, though, I've been Jeremy.
I've been Justin.
And we are Marvel. Bye.
Bye.